We're going to have a special class which gives us a core understanding that's relevant to almost everything you learn, and it is about the difference between a cause and an indicator. A cause and an indicator. So the specific question that was asked is, why are we limited to two signs? So that we wear tefillin, which are two signs, but if we have the sign of Shabbos upon us, then we don't wear tefillin. So I want to address that at the end of our discussion, okay? And I want to begin with something that we learned in our class on statistics and economics. Back in the day, our teacher was Dr. Gabler, and he told us the following parable. He said, you know that if you come to the bus stop and there are a lot of people waiting for the bus, then chances are the bus is going to come soon. So then, perhaps if you want the bus to come soon, when you go to the bus, you should ask a lot of people to come with you. Right? So you understand, seeing a lot of people at the bus stop is not what causes the bus to come soon. It is an indicator, not a cause. Sometimes we see a sign. If a lot of people are waiting, it must be the bus hasn't come in a long time, so the amount of people at the stop is piled up. So it's an indicator that it's highly likely the bus will come soon. It's not a cause. Okay? So when we learn Talmud, we always have to ask, in Talmudic terms, we ask, is it a siman or a siba? Is it a sign or is it a cause? In English terms, we would say, is it an indicator or is it a cause? The fact that something indicates something else might happen does not necessarily mean it causes something else to happen. You see the difference? So when the Talmud looks at the words, for example, and says, the Torah commanded me to have these signs upon me. So if the Torah also said that Shabbos is called a sign, the Torah indicated to me that on Shabbos I don't need to wear those signs, the signs of tefillin. It's not a cause that the Torah said, because Shabbos is a sign, don't you dare wear the other signs. No, it's an indicator. That derivation from Talmud indicates to me that I am not obligated, I am not intended to wear those signs, to wear my phylacteries on Shabbat. And often as you learn, you have to pay attention and ask yourself, is this a siman or a siba? Is it an indicator or is it a cause? And you will find that this question really can be applied in many instances. We say that nighttime is when three small stars come out. Three small stars cause it to be night? Okay, so three medium stars. We don't know how to discern which are medium, so we go with the small ones. Technically, you're right. Medium ones. Thank you. Practically, we don't go by medium because we don't know how to gauge them. Is that a sign or is it a cause? Because it says when Joshua was going to war, so then he made the sun stop. So if the sun won't set, it won't be nighttime. So if I can go to the North Pole and then the sun won't set for 6 months, the day doesn't switch, and then I never have to keep Shabbat for 6 months. It's a good solution for workaholics. Go to the North Pole. 6 months, no Shabbat. Unless it happens to be that way, that, you know, your last sunset was on Shabbat. So you'll never get out of Shabbat, right? I'm just asking, is sunset a sign? Is it an indicator, or is it a cause? You see how relevant this question can be? In many, many aspects of Torah observance, we have to ask ourselves this question. And the more you ask it, the more you hone your understanding of Torah.